It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, taking on Omicron. New data just out this morning showing how the Pfizer booster fights the variant. Just ahead, our conversation with Pfizer's CEO.
Three doses against Omicron are almost equivalent to the two doses effectiveness we had against the original variant.
And what you need to know as the virus continues to spread. Then, have a rice day.
I love to share this stuff and to share the knowledge. You still can live good and live healthy.
How the side dish staple could be the key to living longer. We'll talk to the experts growing Carolina Gold, a truly American superfood, just ahead. Plus, Cynthia and the City.
Have you considered putting that on a t-shirt?
We go one-on-one with Cynthia Nixon about stepping back into the role of Miranda Hobbs, what she's saying about this latest chapter of Sex and the City, including hints about a major life change for her character. And My People, a pop culture catch-up from last night's People's Choice Awards, from the red carpet to the top prizes. We'll show you all the can't-miss moments today, Wednesday, December 8th, 2021.
Best friends trip from Stephenville, Texas. Back at the plaza, celebrating the holidays.
Shout out to all the nurses
and healthcare heroes.
We appreciate you.
From Cadott, Wisconsin.
Celebrating my 29 and a half birthday.
Hello to my nephew, Dustin, and his wife, Tasha, in Illinois.
And welcome, baby Dustin.
We love you.
From Plattsburgh, New York.
Mary's turning 60.
Today.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Today. Nice to have you with us starting your Wednesday. Hoda's got the morning off.
Yeah, we're halfway to the weekend here. But this is a very special day in the Guthrie Feldman household.
That's right. My baby boy, Tom Mazzarelli.
No!
EP of the Today Show is having a birthday today.
There he is.
Oh, and also, my little boy, Charlie, has the same birthday, and he's turning five today. So happy birthday to two of the most favorite guys in our lives.
And both, ironically enough, getting Paw Patrol toys
he's excited about that news. All right, let's get to the news here at 8 o'clock. Some encouraging signs this morning in the fight against the Omicron variant, including new data just in from Pfizer on the effectiveness of its vaccine and booster shots. NBC's Sam Brock joins us with the very latest. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, of course, to everybody involved there, Savannah. And also some very optimistic news from Pfizer. Had to address that this morning as it pertains to the effectiveness of their vaccine against the Omicron variant. Now, what we're learning at this point in time is that the key here is all about the booster, which, of course, will be that third shot or the booster that you're getting, offering you protection a month out. Why is that so important? Because the CEO of Pfizer was on with Savannah just several moments ago talking about the fact that three shots of their vaccine versus the Omicron variant could be roughly equivalent to getting two shots for every other strain, which does, Savannah, beg the question, how safe are you with two shots? Here's what the CEO had to say.
There is tremendous value compared to if you have only one or if you don't have any. Tremendous value. It might not be enough on itself, that we are waiting to see. So you may need to go to get the third booster faster. And that's something that the health authorities should consider very carefully and make the recommendations.
The other bit of good news this morning comes from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says that there is anecdotal evidence to suggest that the Omicron variant is presenting a less severe strain than Delta. Part of the reason for that conclusion is a lower ratio of cases to hospitalizations in South Africa. But of course, there is so much more research needed before drawing conclusions here, and that research is coming soon. Savannah, back to you.
Yeah, and time as well to see how it develops. Sam, thank you.
One day after President Biden warned Vladimir Putin against any further invasion of Ukraine, the Kremlin is calling for both sides to launch new talks to defuse the situation. NBC's chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel is on the ground in Ukraine with more reaction to Tuesday's virtual summit meeting. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Craig. We are hearing this morning the first official reaction from Ukraine to the bilateral conversation between Presidents Putin and Biden. Ukraine's foreign minister saying that President Biden laid out a path for de-escalation and also outlined deterrence. But here in eastern Ukraine, not far from the Russian border, tensions remain high.
Diplomacy so far isn't moving the 100,000 Russian troops back from Ukraine's border.
Instead, Ukraine's defense ministry says Russia is reinforcing positions with heavy artillery and snipers. But the Kremlin insists it's not responsible for the current crisis. In a readout after Putin's two-hour call with President Biden, Russia accused Ukraine and NATO of stoking tensions. In a statement, the Kremlin said President Putin also told Biden he wants legal guarantees that NATO won't expand to the east and that offensive weapons won't be positioned near Russia's borders. The U.S. insists only NATO will decide who joins the 30-nation military alliance. The Ukrainian government wants to join NATO, although membership remains far off. Ukrainian troops manning the border seem to put little faith in diplomacy with Russia. How many talks have there been already? They've led to nothing, she says. Ukrainian military officials accuse Russia of goading the country, of looking for any provocation. Russia says the opposite is true, that Ukraine and NATO are threatening and harassing Russia and pro-Russian communities in Ukraine. NBC analyst and former NATO Supreme Allied Commander Admiral James Stavridis says President Biden must prevent Russia from seizing another piece of Ukraine.
We watched Putin invade Georgia in 2008. We watched him invade Ukraine and annex Crimea in 2014. If we permit him again to cross the border of a sovereign state in anger and conquer it, the international system will be set back decades.
The Ukrainian government this morning said it is looking for a package of support from the United States to help deter Russia, including more weapons and more military advisors. Craig?
Our chief foreign correspondent, Richard Engel, on the ground for us in Ukraine this morning. Richard, thank you.
All right, back here at home now, the Congressional Committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection will not be hearing from a key witness today. Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, abruptly called off his appearance. Senior Capitol Hill correspondent Garrett Haake joins us now with more on that decision. Garrett, good morning.
Hey, Tom, good morning. Yeah, that committee is now locked in a standoff with the former Trump chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Meadows says he's no longer cooperating with the committee's investigation, leading the committee to threaten contempt proceedings against him if he skips, as is expected, a deposition that's already been rescheduled for today. All of this happening while Meadows is promoting his new book in conservative media. Overnight, former President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, defending his decision to stop cooperating with the committee investigating the January 6th insurrection.
They've been pretty aggressive about holding people in contempt. Hopefully the courts can work it out.
The new posture from Meadows comes after a rocky week with President Trump, who is reportedly unhappy with revelations from Meadows' new book about the former president's COVID diagnosis in 2020. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says his panel will hold Meadows accountable if he skips a deposition scheduled for this morning. Meadows says the committee intends to ask him about matters he argues are covered by former President Trump's claim of executive privilege, a question that is still being litigated by the courts.
The president has claimed executive privilege.
Meadows could become the second top Trump aide to face contempt proceedings for defying the committee. A federal judge has set a July start date for the trial of former Trump strategist Steve Bannon, who has pleaded not guilty to criminal contempt.
Well, I'm never going to back down, and they took on the wrong guy this time.
Democrat Adam Schiff says Bannon's prosecution has caused other witnesses to cooperate.
The fact that we are willing to enforce the law is motivating others to cooperate.
And meanwhile, the Inspector General for the Capitol Police told a Senate committee Tuesday that the department hasn't done enough to improve security procedures since the insurrection. And while there have been some enhancements, like intelligence briefings for rank and file officers, he says the department still lacks the training and the manpower that might be needed to prevent another attack. Tom?
Troubling news. All right, Garrett, thanks for that.
When we come back, Cynthia McFadden just traveled to God's country. She's going to share that trip to the Low Country of South Carolina, where you are going to find a certain rice that you don't see anywhere else in the world. And here's the thing, it could hold the key to a longer, healthier life. That's right, rice. But first, these messages. Back, 8:14 on this Wednesday morning with Living Longer Today. And this morning, the story of a forgotten crop of the South that some say could be an integral part of a generations-old secret to living to 100.
Who knew rice could be so sexy? Well, NBC Cynthia McFadden did. She had a journey across America with National Geographic Explorer to find the best ways of eating, and it brought you to the home state of Craig Melvin, South Carolina.
God's country.
God's country.
The center of everything.
There you go.
Well, good morning, everybody. Rice is one of the most common foods on our planet, yet you may not think of it as a staple. This staple is one of the secrets to living longer and healthier. But what is happening deep in South Carolina might just change rice's reputation.
My name is Roland Chalmers. I lived in this area all my life, in and out of these swamps, these fields and marshes.
In South Carolina's Lowcountry, a farmer harvests on hallowed ground, retracing a painful past.
My ancestors, it was all harvest by hand. It will get you a little emotional. You get to thinking about, you know, what was going on in these fields in them days.
Slaves brought here in part because of their special knowledge. They knew the secrets of growing rice, known today as the Gullah Geechee.
Gullah Geechee people are just descendants from the slaves.
From West Africa, primarily.
From West Africa. And they didn't have anything but what they knew about growing rice, and they really understood how to grow in these fields.
Not just any rice, Carolina Gold.
It's a healthier rice, it's a tastier rice. There's no comparison.
So much of our culinary roots are right here.
National Geographic Explorer Dan Buettner's quest to find the healthiest American ways of eating has brought us to a former plantation outside Savannah, one of the only places in the world where this once-forgotten crop is still grown.
Carolina Gold rice is an African strain of rice. That pretty much disappeared until about 20 years ago. It's a uniquely American crop because that strain has gone away. You can't go back to Africa and get that strain. That, you gotta go to the Carolinas.
Carolina Gold's revival is in large part the work of our host, out braving the dangers of these fields daily. Always with a smile.
Tell me about those boots.
Around here, you really need to wear snake boots all the time.
Snake boots.
They're gonna bite you right here in the camp. Timber rattlers. And now cotton muck, they get to be about the size of your arm right here.
Maybe we should keep walking.
Yeah. Inside, we meet Roosevelt Brownlee.
It's a very, very simple recipe.
Whose T-shirt says it all.
I could eat rice 7 days a week.
He's another proud keeper of Gullah Geechee traditions.
He's been cooking since he's been 10. He cooked in the Vietnam War, and he is a master of what he does. He's arguably the best in the world when it comes to Gullah Geechee, yet nobody ever called him a chef. They called him a cook.
Over the years, he's fed some of the greats. Muddy Waters, Nina Simone, Dizzy Gillespie.
You've become incredibly famous as a chef.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I hear.
Modest, too. Today, he's cooking just for us.
This is Hoppin' John. Hands down, my favorite dish.
Makes me hungry.
An awful lot of my friends say, rice, I can't eat rice, it's a carbohydrate, that's not good for me, makes me fat.
If you're eating a bowl of white rice, it's probably not the best idea. Carolina Gold rice, it's different. It's a different species from the Asian rice. And it's got a little gold hue to it, it's got a nuttier flavor, and it usually has some germ left in it, and that's where a lot of the nutrients are.
It's a lesson Dan's picked up after more than two decades of traveling the Blue Zones, where people live a full decade longer and healthier than the rest of us.
They don't have any superfoods. There's not any magical pill or supplement you're going to take. They were essentially eating whole food, plant-based.
Which is why, he says, the dishes being prepared in this low country kitchen are so important.
This is the collard green.
The key to a healthier America is giving them delicious plant-based recipes that they can cook and they can afford.
And now Dan is doing just that with a new book, not just about food, but about a way of living.
I'm going to show you how to set up your kitchen so you'll mindlessly consume 150 fewer calories. How to set up your home so you'll mindlessly burn an extra 100 calories a day without thinking about it. You'll be more purposeful in your life, you'll eat better, and ultimately you'll live longer.
In 30 days?
In 30 days. What doesn't last is some diet you hate. What does last is a half a dozen friends who gather around this kind of food and celebrate this kind of food.
Like the new friends we made in South Carolina.
I love to share this stuff and to share the knowledge. You still can live good and live healthy.
And you have to refrigerate that rice. We can talk about that. The recipe for Roosevelt's Hoppin' John and where you can find that Carolina Gold rice is on our website, today.com/food. Dan Buettner's new book and the Blue Zones Challenge, a four-week plan for living longer, better life, is out and available today. And I have to say, guys,
I'm going
to
try it.
I would do it, 30 days.
Take us back to the refrigeration for a second. Why do you have to?
Yeah, because most of the rice you buy on the shelf has so many preservatives. There's no live grain left. So this is living. You can understand why it's healthy.
Does it taste just delightful? I want to jump through the screen and try that.
Yeah, well, order some up. Little project for the holidays.
It's not like any rice you've had.
I grew up on Hoppin' John.
Yeah, especially New Year's Day.
Some greens.
I see it coming on the Roper broadcast.
Don't come back next time without samples. You know, next time come back with
You wanted the pot last time.
I did.
There you go.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Mr. Roker, what about a check of the weather, sir?
All right, let's show you what we've got going on, whether it's good weather for some rice down. Fortunately, going to be a little wet down along the Carolina coast, the Carolinas into the southeast, Gulf Coast. Some mild weather for the plains all the way up into the northern plains. Some mountain snows out through the Rockies. Wet weather in the Pacific Northwest. Some light snow through the eastern Great Lakes on into northern New England. That is your latest weather. Best time of the morning.
Come on,
Chanel.
Yeah. All right, so I'm filling in for Carson this morning. Hopefully I make him proud. First up, the 2021 People's Choice Awards were last night. Kenan Thompson, who is possibly the busiest man in television, emceed the ceremony, taking home two of the top honors of the night. Halle Berry, she earned the People's Icon Award, well-deserved, of the year. And Kim Kardashian West took home the title for Fashion Icon. Kim giving a shout out to her ex Kanye in her acceptance speech.
Thank you, you know, to Kanye even for really introducing me to the fashion world.
Oh, that's a look.
That's a L-E-W-K is what I call that. Music Icon Award winner Christina Aguilera took the stage with a medley of her biggest hits. So that was a moment, but it was People's Champion Award winner Dwayne The Rock Johnson who shocked the audience by immediately giving his trophy away to a fan in the audience from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
This is a total surprise. I met her earlier. I told her how inspired I was by her story. She is a survivor. She has fought literally for her life. She has inspired her family, her friends. I want to tell you just how much you've inspired me and everyone around you, and certainly everyone here. But I want to give you this.
That's so sweet. Wow. It's something she and her family can cherish. And he has a lot of awards. So it's like, if you're going to do something with it, do that. All right. Next up, Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State. Look at this. Sitting down with Willie Geist in a revealing conversation for Sunday Today and talking about her upcoming masterclass. Clinton shares the would have been victory speech she wrote leading up to the election and the election night.
I think the moment that is going to stick out to most people in this masterclass is an extraordinary one. Mm. Where you sit down and you read what you call the would-be victory speech. Mm-hmm.
My fellow Americans, today you sent a message to the whole world.
What compelled you to sit down and revisit that speech?
Well, I wanted to be as helpful as I could to the viewers and to the process of being in a master class. Well, I didn't, as you know, write a concession speech because even though we had a lot of bumps those last 10 days, I still thought, you know, we could pull it out. So I worked on a speech that really was about my journey and had a real emphasis on my mother's life and journey as a way of, you know, making it clear that, yes, I would be the first woman president, but I like everybody, stood on the shoulders and lived the lives and experiences of those who came before us.
I dream of going up to her and sitting down next to her, taking her in my arms and saying, look at me, listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own and three children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the president of the United States.
Oh.
Mm. Wow. Now that is powerful.
Yeah.
Hillary's masterclass, it focuses on resilience, and it's out December 9th. And to catch their full conversation, tune in this weekend to Sunday Today with Willie Geis.
Well, straight ahead this morning, we're going to sit down with Cynthia Nixon to talk about getting the Sex and the City gang back together, her role on and off camera. There she is. We'll be right back after this.
We are back. It is 8:30 with our lovely tree, our lovely crowd, and the new holiday hit, Merry Christmas, from Ed Sheeran and Sir Elton John. And we're playing that because tomorrow we're going to be treated to the real deal. Ed Sheeran himself going to be right here on the plaza for a special live concert.
Yeah, wait.
Nice. That is going to be so good. Guys, speaking of the holidays, just ahead, Lori Bergamotto is here. She's got a survival guide for the season. From Good Housekeeping, you know those inevitable hiccups come, guest spills wine on your couch?
Yeah,
or you do.
We're just asking for a friend.
We'll get some simple solutions.
Speaking of the holidays, we'll also share some best-selling items you'll want to pick up. Should use the microphone every now and then if you're hosting a holiday get-together.
Nice. Also ahead, our Sex and the City week rolls on with Cynthia Nixon. We'll talk to her about what it was like returning to the set and continuing Miranda's story into a new decade.
And coming up in just a few minutes on the third hour of today, sisters and now co-stars Kimberly Williams Paisley and Ashley Williams will join us. They're going to share what it was like working together for the first time.
And then coming up tomorrow on Today, Harry Smith celebrating 75 years of the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life. His conversations with the stars who played the Bailey kids and some of the real life inspiration behind that beloved story. No matter how many times I watch it, I keep hoping Uncle Billy's going to remember the money.
I know. Every time we watch it, an angel gets its wings.
That's right.
Let's get a check of the weather.
All right, let's show you what we've got. Hey, look at him giving out wings. Anyway, show you for Friday some severe storms in the mid-Mississippi River Valley. Snow and wind from the upper Great Lakes back into the Rockies. Sunshine to the southwest. Sunny skies along the East Coast. Saturday, heavy rain moving into the Appalachians, on into the lower Ohio, Mississippi River valleys. Some lake effect snow and a Pacific storm comes into the Pacific Northwest. Mountain snows there on Sunday. Sunday! Windy in the Northeast. Looking for sunny and mild conditions through the Gulf, a little on the chilly side around the Great Lakes. And that is your latest weather.
All right, Mr. Roker, thank you. Up next, if you have a holiday dilemma, fear not. Lori Bergamotto is standing by because Lori has all the answers.
Yeah, her tips to jazz up that same old cheese plate and other holiday hacks are going to make your season a lot brighter. But first, this is Today on NBC. Welcome back. Well, everyone loves the holidays, but let's be honest, the season can sometimes get a little overwhelming. Luckily for us, Good Housekeeping is out with its holiday survival guide, filled with tips, tricks, and shortcuts to make sure we can all make it through in one piece. Our friend Lori Bergamotto is Good Housekeeping's style director. Hi, Lori.
Hi, so nice to see you.
This is so fun. I know the Good Housekeeping is going to have some good tricks here.
Yes, so it's hosting, you know, everybody gets stressed out. So what we want to do is come up with things that'll save you time, save you energy, and really reduce your stress. So we're going to start with the cheese platter here. This is a really fun and easy hack to make it look more festive.
Yeah.
It's also really delicious. So we have some soft cheese here, but I'm sure you can smell that that brie cheese,
right,
Savannah?
Yes, I do.
So what we want to do here is you can just take a cookie cutter, right? And we used a star, but you can use anything that you have.
You can use a Christmas tree.
Exactly. And you just want to press it down into the soft rind very gently.
You don't warm up the cheese or anything.
You don't need to
do
warm up the cheese or anything like that. In fact, I did it with cold cheese because I felt like it was less gooey, so it was a little easier. Then you're just going to take a paring knife and you're going to score 1/8 of the way down.
What? Oh, okay.
You know, just like really get in there. Basically,
okay.
Just cut it.
Dig it out.
Dig it out, exactly. And then you'll lift that up. You're just lifting up the soft rind part, and then you can fill it with whatever you like. We did jam here, which looks beautiful. It tastes delicious.
Wow.
You could do honey, honey mustard. It's cute and easy, and it's what we love at Good Housekeeping, which is minimal effort, maximum results.
Yeah, and you're just filling it, just so people see, it's a shallow little base. You're not filling it jelly
right.
all the way
through.
You're
not digging it out, right?
Okay.
It's not like a bread bowl.
Okay.
You just want the top. Okay, peppermintinis.
Looks amazing.
Yes, this is so fun. So candy canes are breakable. We know this. I have a million broken candy canes around my house. I have little kids. I'm sure you do too. You don't need to throw them out. We love to like not waste things. So all you need to do is crush them. You can do this with a rolling pin. You can do it with a frying pan. Mm-hmm. Crush them down to really small pieces like we did here. And then you want to take any glass that you're using and just rim the top with water. Okay, then dip it into the crushed candy
water, it'll stick.
And it'll stick because the candy canes are sticky.
Exactly. Oh, now I get it.
It's really fun and easy to do. You know, you could have your kids do it, especially if you're not serving these with alcohol. Mm-hmm. We are serving these with alcohol. This is a peppermintini. You can just do vodka, peppermint schnapps, and some heavy cream. They're delicious, easy, and again,
they look so pretty. Might be good for eggnog or something like
that.
Jazz it up.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I don't know about you, but sometimes greeting cards can feel like a tyranny. It's like, oh my God, I got to get these out. I have to write something very special.
Yeah, I haven't sent one ever because I can't do it. But yes, for that reason.
Okay, well now you're going to. This is the year for you, Savannah. So what we've done is we've come up with simple messages that you can use for anybody. So like for, let's say, your postman or, you know, your delivery person. Whoops. So you're saying, let's see, this one's really fun. This holiday season, let's make it a point to cherish what's truly important in our lives, cookies from the Smith family. Just make it fun, sweet, and succinct. The other thing that we love to do is just include a quote. Because sometimes you can't come up with the thing that you want to say, really, but someone else already has.
Yes.
We know Hoda loves a quote. Get her
sure
book,
does.
And I'm sure you've got some
exactly.
in there, right? And so that's a really another great way to do that. Good Housekeeping has like a ton of different options. So you can just pick the person you want to, you know, send something to and then copy the message.
The different people in your lives. That's
exactly.
good. I love it.
Exactly.
Okay, wine spillage.
Okay, I'm sure
I need
you don't
to hear
know
this.
Anything about
no,
this,
no.
right? Okay, so red wine stains are so annoying. And then when they happen, everyone's like, oh, I have the best method.
Yes.
Everyone, I'm giving you the best method now. This is exactly from our Good Housekeeping cleaning lab. What you want to do first is spritz the red wine stain with cold water. Okay? Now, that should let it work. You just spritz it. Let it sit.
So you're not dabbing
anything?
You're
not doing anything. Just a spritz of cold water. That's really important, though. If that doesn't work, if it's a really heavy stain, somebody spilled a whole glass of red wine, what you then want to do is soak it in cold water for 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then put some laundry stain remover on it, whatever you guys use at home, you know, that's fine. And then you're going to wash it in warm water with a fabric-safe bleach. And that will get it out.
Really?
Yes, it will. I will.
Now, a fabric-safe bleach is the only the item would have to be white, right? Otherwise, not for like something you spilled that was yellow, for example.
Well, no, because if it's a fabric-safe bleach,
like a color-safe bleach.
Exactly.
Got
it. So that's what you want to do there.
Okay.
Now, chocolate is another thing. Mm-hmm. Again, when you have small kids, I feel like my house is covered in chocolate and sugar. Although I swear I'm a very nutritious mom. So the first thing you want to do is you want to scrape off the excess with a spoon. Okay. Yeah. So we'll do that.
This is when
first.
My kids would be like, can I lick that spoon? Yeah.
Do you let them?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
I don't judge. And then you want to take, let me see what I have my options here. We're going to use this.
Okay.
So you're going to take a dry cloth and you're just going to blot, 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 blot. And then if it still doesn't come out, you can take a sponge with cold water and dab it off. And then you want to also do the same thing with a fabric safe bleach and you throw it in the laundry.
Okay.
So these stains, and we have an entire guide here, because we know it's not just chocolate and wine. It's cranberry juice. It's cranberry sauce. It's all sorts of things. So there's an entire stain removal. And these are the sorts of things that have been tested.
Yes.
So you can trust them.
You know it works.
Exactly.
Okay. It's the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
There you go.
Lori, thank you very
much.
And this issue of Good Housekeeping is on stands right now. Lori's back on Monday in the third hour with Good Housekeeping's big holiday gift guide. We do not want to miss that. Coming up next, Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon on the big reboot and flexing her muscles as a director this time around. But first, this is Today on NBC.
We are back with Sex and the City today. And this morning, a visit with the one and only Cynthia Nixon. Miranda's here.
I'm here.
For six seasons and two movies, she brought the ambitious Miranda Hobbs to life. Fans following her journey from dating to marriage to motherhood, all while working as a corporate attorney.
Well, now Miranda is back along with Carrie and Charlotte in the show's latest chapter. And just like that, Cynthia, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
I want to dig right in. How's Miranda? How's Steve? How's Brady?
We're good. You know, as we were just talking about before we came on the air, there's a lot that we are not allowed to say. But I will say that, You know, Miranda and Steve and Brady are all still living in Brooklyn. Brady's a, you know, teenager.
You know, it's so funny. Fans are so excited. It's like, we can't wait to see them.
I know.
Like, I'm pinching his cheeks like, oh, you've grown.
I know. Well, you know, there's a young man playing Brady. He's new. And the people who are doing my hair and makeup have did it on the previous show.
Yeah.
And the first time he was on set, they were like, can you introduce us? And I brought them over, and he said, oh, we knew you when you were that. I mean, that's what it really feels like.
It does.
So it's obviously, you've been playing Miranda for a while now, but this time, you direct.
Yes.
Episode 6, you make
yes.
your directorial debut.
Yes.
What was that like, being behind the camera?
You know, it was daunting and exciting, but it was ultimately really, really thrilling. And, you know, everybody was so supportive. The crew was incredibly supportive, and the cast, and they gave me so much, you know, prep time ahead of time so that when we actually started filming, I could hit the ground running, which was great.
We've talked a lot about the fact that this isn't the past. This is looking forward. You know, the
yes.
women have aged like we've all aged.
Yes.
Their lives have advanced.
Yes.
Tell me about this Miranda unit. You guys all have these jackets
oh,
with this
yes.
slogan. What is that all about?
Right. So,
oh, look at this.
Yeah. So that's my team. That's
okay.
Carrie and Donna in the middle, who did my makeup and hair for, you know, almost the whole time. And there's Awa and Akua. Awa was working as my assistant, and Akua was dressing me. And
what's the significance of this here?
So back in the day, mm-hmm. they used a hair product on me called JFR, which is just for redheads. So it was always a joke, like, just for redheads, not for you, just for redheads. And so we had little T-shirts made that said JFR,
yeah.
Team Nixon. Well, this time, no joke, Donna Marie is using a hair product on me called Better Not Younger,
oh.
which seemed like if there was ever going to be a slogan for, I will just say, for my character, do you know? So I had a little jackets made up for everybody, and just like that, Miranda unit, Better Not Younger.
You know, we can all
exactly.
To that point, I mean, you and the rest of the cast, I mean, there's been some folks who've written about it and talked about this idea of revisiting these characters in their 50s. There's been some criticism. What do you make of that?
I mean, you know, I remember very well. So I remember really how long ago this was because my oldest child is 25
wow.
and he was 8 months when we did the pilot.
Wow.
So I really know how long ago this is. But what I remember so strongly is when the show first launched, there was a lot of kind of nattering, mm-hmm. a lot of like, this is kind of in bad taste. These women so focused on sex and so blunt about it and telling all with each other at lunch the next day. And, you know, these aren't really women. These are gay men disguised as women, and
wow.
women don't really talk like this. Women don't really think like
and
this.
Now look.
And I think, right. I mean, I think, you know, when you push forward and you break a little barrier, you know, there's resistance at first.
What I'm hearing Cynthia say is haters are going to hate.
that's
the translation.
Well, I don't even know that's true. I think that, you know, they're judging it before they've even seen it. I say wait and see it
okay.
first.
Okay.
And you haven't seen all of the episodes, obviously.
No. I've just seen the first three, and you can't imagine how thrilled we all are with them. So we had a crew screening last night, and it was just electric.
Well, you guys have certainly done a great job of keeping a very
tight lid.
Well,
we're trying really hard. We're trying really hard.
Are you excited? How do you feel?
Very, very excited. And, you know, we want people to really, you know, experience this as it happens, not have all those spoilers out in front. So.
All right, mission accomplished.
We're all waiting. Cynthia, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
And Just Like That starts streaming tomorrow on HBO Max.
Up next, the bestsellers that will help you become the most festive holiday host on the block. But first, this is Today on NBC.
We're back, 8:50. We've got a special holiday hosting edition of Today Bestsellers. And if you're looking for inspiration, you have come to the right place. Shop All Day contributor Mako Nlovu is here with top-rated ideas for your table and your guests. You can find all of the products we're about to talk about by scanning that QR code on your screen. Mako, good morning.
Good morning, Savannah. So good to be here.
You too. This gets me excited about setting a holiday table.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, you can change it up with your dinnerware.
100%. So let's start with the dinnerware. So upgrade your dinnerware with this
this set. Now, I know we have just a few pieces out, but get this. You actually get 18 pieces.
Oh, wow.
You get six of each. You get the salad plate, you get the dessert plate, and you get the dinner plate. I really like that these are microwave, oven safe as well, freezer safe as well. Mm-hmm. So if you know somebody who just needs a refresh on their dinnerware, this is a great set to give them. Someone who just got married or just moved into their first apartment, this is really nice.
It's really pretty, and it's very beautiful. Practical. You could do anything with this because of the color, obviously.
And it blends into any decor, so it doesn't matter what your kitchen looks like.
Now, I love the pop of gold here with the cutlery.
I'm so glad that you love it. Okay, this set, now that you have your diningware, let's talk about this cutlery set. Now, this is a 20-piece set that you get, and I love that it's not too precious, right? You can actually use this. Kids and adults can use it. So you get actually 20 pieces. You get the salad knife, you get the dinner knife, the salad fork, the dinner fork, and you get the knife, and you get the tablespoon and the teaspoon. So it's a comprehensive set. It has over 2,000 ratings, but look at it. It looks durable. It looks luxe. It looks like something that the kids and the adults can use as well.
It looks festive.
It does.
It's really pretty for a holiday table.
Okay.
Now, speaking of festive,
yes.
Put some sauce on it. What's
All
your idea
right,
here?
All right, let's talk about this sauce. Let me tell you something. Once you try this sauce, you're never going to want to go
really?
Back. This sauce is delicious. My husband is obsessed with it. If I could describe it to you guys, I would say that it is a sweet and tangy sauce. So it's like sweet, medium heat.
Okay.
It's not super spicy.
It's called Mambo sauce.
It's
I'm into that.
Right? Capital City Mambo sauce. But here's the thing, Savannah. You can use this as a dipping sauce, but also as a glaze, as a marinade. So it's also versatile. So if you're going to be cooking over the holidays, if you're doing like veggies and meat, mm-hmm. this is a nice little dipping sauce for your guests.
Okay. It'd be a cute hostess gift too.
It is. Yeah. I love that idea.
All right. The s'mores machine. Talk to me about this.
Speaking of cute hostess as gifts, this is a way that you could do dessert right in the comfort of your own home. So you don't have to chop up any wood. You don't have to go out in the woods to do any of that. This, all you need to do is just plug it in. It is a heater grill. So I love
it. Can we turn it on?
Well, I think
it's on.
Yeah, it's on.
Ooh,
so there's absolutely no flame at all. So you just take your s'mores, your marshmallows. It comes with the roasting fork.
I mean, I love that.
Isn't that cool?
And less dangerous for kids. I'm always afraid when we're around the fire, like what's going to happen?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a cute activity that, of course, you can use for holiday hosting, but a nice little weekend activity with the kids. You got the roasting forks, but I also love that you have the organizing tray. We have a bunch of different options from Nostalgia.
Okay.
This one is under $30. Now, we don't have this plugged in for safety reasons, but it is really easy for you to use.
Okay, great. Yeah. And yeah, the little serving tray is fun.
Isn't it fabulous? Speaking of fun, this is also another thing that you need if you're going to be hosting for the holidays. These are these cool little molds that you can use. You could do ice, you can do cake, you can do pizza.
Oh, wow.
And I love how easy they are to clean. Now, look at this. You get a bunch of different shapes. There's Santa Claus. There's the Christmas tree. There's the snowflake.
Cute.
There's the gingerbread man. Now, if you have little ones and you're wondering how to clean it, it's super easy.
Yeah.
Just put it in the dishwasher or wipe it with a damp cloth and it gets nice and clean. But I love that you get all of these different shapes. This also makes another hostess gift as well.
Yeah, really, really cute. And you can do, I'm interested, you could do ice, but you can also do baked goods.
You could do ice. You could do pizza. You could do cake. In fact, you know what? You could do soap as well.
Is it oven safe? Did you say?
I think this one, I'm not sure if this one is oven safe, but definitely check out the detail page. But yes, if you could do pizza or cake, I assume you could put it in the oven.
Okay, good. I know.
Okay.
I'm not a great chef myself. Just asking.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to the last item that we have here. So if you're looking to capture all those memories, you got to have this camera. This is so great. It's nice to take photos on your phone, but we never print those out, right? They stay stored up on the phone.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to print them out. I love that this prints out in less than 1 minute, right?
Wow.
The photos are also smudge proof. They're waterproof. The photos have a print adhesive, Savannah, so you can stick them onto the fridge, or you can put them on scrapbook, a photo album. But as you're gathering isn't it sweet? As you're gathering for the holidays, mm-hmm. this is a nice little memento to give your guests, right?
Okay.
Something that they can really use.
Easy to find
holidays.
The film and everything?
Easy to come. Right? It
Smile.
Does come with a little bit of the film. Let me do a little bit of some outfit.
I don't know if it was on, but it still looked cute.
We printed out a few samples so you guys can kind of check them out, but I love the sizes that we have here.
That's really sweet. I love, you know, getting little pictures like that, putting them on my fridge with a magnet mm-hmm. or on a chalkboard's really, really cute.
Yeah.
Another good hostess gift, potentially.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mako. And by the way, if you want to buy these products, just scan the QR code. You check out today.com/shop. That works, too. Or you can text today to 34318. Want to mention, this segment solely features products available on Amazon, which has an affiliate relationship with Today. Coming up next, the third hour of Today.